kavei choyva. That's come and teach us that there's a choyv. Rashi says, "Bechol gula titnu tola beikro le kavei choyv." Maybe the pasuk is mainly teaching us that we had before. There's a choyv. They have to choyv him. I'm a choyv to do it. And the afilu le Rabbi Yeshua. The chiddush is even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, "Yom agav istei achuza rishus." Even though Rabbi Yeshua before said by regular istei achuza, it's only rishus. But over here, by an eved that sells himself to a guy, everybody agrees there's a choyva. And here it's more important, because we don't want it to become like a guy. We don't want it to stay to live by a guy. Here it's more important. Toshima, come in here. Matam lem, what does the pasuk have to say again? Yigolenu, gimapam, three times. L'rabba is kola gulois, all the types of redemptions, she nigolois kesedrazim. Now this is the seder, the krovim, the nearest karov does it first. My lav doesn't mean to include bot the yarechayma, the eved ivri nimkali Yisrael, that even such an eved ivri, also the krovim have the right to redeem him. So Mar says, Lloyd, that's not what the pasuk means. It means boti chatzerim ostei achuzah, that's all. Only a house that's sold in a regular city without a wall, or else the field itself. That here the krovim could redeem it. So Mar says, boti chatzerim behedik sibu, the pasuk says clearly, al sdei yoretz yechoshev, that it has a loch like a regular ostei achuzah. And the other Torah says clearly that a korov could redeem it. So what do I need an extra pasuk for? So again, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, le korov koydim." The chiddush over here's where it says chiddush. True, we know already that a korov could do it. But the question is, let's say two korovim want to do it. Which one has the right to do it? So the chiddush is the korov koydim. The one that's more close to the closer relative, he has the first right to redeem. If he doesn't want to, then the next closest relative could do it. That's what the second pasuk is teaching us. But it could be an echnami, an eved ivri, that was sold to another Jew. It could be that the krovim do not have a right to redeem him. Only the eved ivri himself could do it. But the krovim cannot do it. If the master doesn't want to sell him free, they can't force the master to do it. Then the Mishnah says, "Havei hanirtza nikna britzia." An eved ivri, after he worked for 6 years, and then he says he loves his master, he wants to stay there, so he's nikna britzia. It means you pierce the ears, then he works until Yovel. The pasuk says, "V'rotza adayne v'esoznei v'matzaya," that the master pierces his ear with a matzaya, with his tool, and then he works until Yovel. For now, after he became a nirtza, how did he go out free? Either when Yovel comes, or also v'misa sodin. When the master dies now, he goes out free. He does not have to work for the son. Because the pasuk says, "V'yavodoy." Mash Miyoni has to work now this nirtza to the master himself. But he does not have to work for the son or for the daughter. Then the pasuk says lo'ilam, that he has to work forever. So dash means the olamei shel yovel. It means he has to work until yovel. That's the loch of a nirtza. You have to work until yovel. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. The pasuk says matzaya. That's this tool you pierce through the ear. Ainly yellow matzaya, maybe only this type of a tool, a real matzaya. Minayin the rabbis chosl. How do you know it's a mass? A prick? Chosl says kites, thorn like. For yahasira, another type of a thorn. For yamachet or a needle. For yamakadeach, also a tool that you carve out with. Or else you make holes with. Or kadech is something you make a hole with. V'hamichta, something you scratch out with. How do you know all these other type of tools also the master could use to pierce the right ear? Talmudim, this we say, v'lokachas. The pasuk says, v'lokachas he should take, l'rabbis kol dover shenikach biyad. Anything he could hold in his hands that's movable, he could use that to pierce the ear with. Anything. Divir of Yosef Yud, this is of Yosef Yud, he says. Rebbe says, "Ma matzaya meyuchet shemat matchis no." Just like a matzaya is meyuchet, it's made out of metal, is af koil shel matchis. It has to be made out of metal, but not anything else. Not these wooden things won't be good. Dov rach, another pshat is hamatzaya. What does the pasuk mean? Hamatzaya loavei hamatzaya hagodol. He has to use a real special tool, the big one, the big matzaya, the big hole that they used to pierce the ear with. Not a simple one, but a big one. We'll soon see how we know that. Omer Reb Loza Yudin Baribi Hayadorish. He's dashing like this: Kishehen Roitzin and Roitzin Ella Benilsa. When he used to pierce his ear, where did they do it? Only on the bottom globe, on the milsa. That's on the bottom part of his ear. The Rashi's Ella Bemilsa, Rashi says, Aliyah shel oizen, the thick part of the ear, babos of loy betanoich, the bottom part of the flesh ear, and not inside the ear itself. The chum say, ain eved ivri koyen nirta. They like argue and say, no, listen, Allah is, an eved ivri, if he's a koyen, and he worked already 6 years, he cannot become a nirta. You know why? Mifnei shenasa balmum. Because if he becomes a nirta, he's going to make himself into a balmum, and the koyen is not supposed to make himself into a balmum. We'll soon see why. Now, v'yim toimah b'milsayhem reisim, if you're going to tell me that all they pierce is the bottom thick part of the ear, if so, heich eved ivri koyen yasa balmum. Why does it become a balmum? That part of the meat does not make you into a balmum. So here it's a proof that they hold, they held, no, you pierce the top part of the ear. And if you make a hole through the top part of the ear, then the vizekoyen, he becomes a balmum, and he can't do the avoider anymore. So Mara says, now, but my kimiflugi, so what's the machloikis then? Yeah, later we'll soon be mazva. Yeah. So Kol Sofar was saying, what's the machloikis, exactly where do you make the ritziah? Do you make it on the bottom part of the ear, or do you make it on the top? Now the Gemara goes to explain this whole thing. So the Ma'ake Miflugi, the first Machlekes, Rashi says, Gabi Sul Besirsa, can use a thorn to make it or not. Or do you have to use Dafka Matches, Dafka metal piece, or could you even use thorns to pierce with? So Gemara says, what's the Machlekes? The Rebbe Darshi is the Torah, Klole Yaprote, with a Klal Prat. Therefore, V'lakachas Torah says the Klal, mash many things. Marzeya Prat, Dafka this type of a tool. Be oznoi uvadelis, the ear and the door, chozu a klal, it's a klal. Therefore, the way we darshan is, klal, or prat, or klal, is the atadana lakena prat. It has to be like the prat, like this matzeya. Maha prat, just like this matzeya, mefurish shomatchis, that it's a metal kli, af kol shomatchis. Any other type of a kli you want to use to pierce with, but it has to be at least a metal instrument. Reb yaisi darish no ribuy umit. With a lashon of a ribuy and a miyut, more and less. V'lakachas is ribuy, it includes a lot. Marzeya miyut, it excludes a little. V'yoznoi v'adelis is cause of ribuy, again it's a ribuy, it's saying more again. So the klal is ribuy u'miyut v'ribuy, we dash in ribuy hakol. If you dash in this way, it includes much more. It's like it includes everything. Just it takes out one thing, that's all. My ribuy, what does it include? Ribuy komili. Anything you could use that's sharp, that could pierce through the ear, he could use even a thorn. If so, ma miyut, what does it mean? Not, what's no good? What's the miyut of matzaya? Miyut sam, you can't use a sef, that you can't use medicine. It has to be something that sticks through, but not sam, you can't just put sam, let the sam burn through. Omamar, what we learned before, ha matzaya lohovi matzaya hagodol. The Esmondiam before said that no, Hamatzeya means you have to use a special big tool. So Mora says, my mashm, how do we know this? Kediyoma Rova. Just like Rova says, Hayerech. It means Hamunisha Bierech. Means the right thigh is the better thigh. That's by Gid Hanosha. His Ochinami, when the Torah says the word Hamatzeya, the Hey, because the Hey means Hey Ayedia like Meyuchit Sheva Matzeyim. Means a special type of Matzeya. Means a big one. Not a simple small one. That's what the Torah means when it says Hamatzeya. The Hey means a special big one. Just like over there by the Yerech, by the Gid Hanosha, we say it means a Yerech Ham Yunis. Sheb Yerech means the right one, the better one. Now, we had before, Omer Abeloza, Yudin B'Rebi, Yudin B'Rebi, Hoyedurish, he used to dashin. Kishen Reitzin and Reitzin Eleva Milsa. He said he used to pierce the bottom part, the thick part of the ear. V'chachomim oimrim the chom say though, ain't ever every koyin irtza, no, that a koyin cannot become an irtza, mipnei shenasa balmum, because you're making him a balmum. So therefore we came out that where does he hold the after pierce? On the top part of the ear. So therefore it's a machlokes, where do you have to pierce? But now the Gemara Stami is the kasha. So what? Even according to the Chachomim, that he becomes a balmum, so what? V'yasa balmum. Let him become a balmum. Rashi says, "Ma bekach v'lo ritziya mitzvi." There's a mitzvah to do ritziya. Maybe a balmum, a kohen by himself, he shouldn't become a balmum. Maybe, but there's no avera becoming a balmum. There's only an avera if you have a korban. On a korban, there you're not allowed to make it into a balmum or a bechor. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to put a mum in a korban. But on the Kohen himself, true, it's better off not to be a Baal Mum. You'll be able to do the Avoida. But if you become a Baal Mum, like Kiryat Mitzvah to do it, like what's wrong? The Torah doesn't say a lav not to become a Baal Mum. So what's wrong? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Shelo Omar Kroh. Here the Pasuk says, Vishov El Mishpachtoi. That afterwards the Kohen, their Ivri, goes back to his Mishpacha, and Vidashna means, Lemuchsech Shebem Mishpachtoi. You have to be the same caliber you were before. So before you were a Kohen that was able to do the Avodah, that's the same way you have to go back later also. So therefore we cannot make you into an Irtza, because it's against this Pasuk of Vishov El Mishpachtoi. Because if we'll make you into an Irtza, we're going to make you into a Baal Mum, and you won't be able to go back the same way you were before. Therefore, there's no mitzvah now of a Matzeya. So therefore, since there's no mitzvah, we don't do it. Stamazay, we don't make a Kohen into a Baal Mum. First says, Yiboyle, I have a question like this. Eved Ivri Kohen. Let's say you have a Kohen that sold himself to be an Eved Ivri. Mal Sheyimsa L'Rabba Shivcha Kananis. Is his master the Jew allowed to give this Kohen to live with the Shivcha Kananis? What's the Shaila? Chiddushu. It's really, it's a Chiddush by Neved Ivri. Because Neved Ivri is a Jew, and a regular Jew is not allowed to live with a Shivcha. Still, the Torah was the matter of Neved Ivri, so I would tell you, Loi Shino Kahanim, for Loi Shino Yisrael. Maybe there's no difference whether the Neved Ivri is a Jew or a Kohen. He has the Heter, he has a right to live with a Shivcha Kananis. Or Duma, maybe no. Shani Kahanim, Hoyo Briba, Vemakosim, Mitzvah Yisrael. Hatei Kahanim are different, since there are special Mitzvahs by Kahanim. Here, the Torah was not Mekel. So Rava Mataka Mutta, no, a Kohen is allowed to live with a Shivcha Kananis if he's an Eved Ivri. Hushmul Amosa. O Malay Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Kievise Bashmuel. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Onon, that you should know, when you are by Mashmuel, the is Mukriya Itlalisu. Rashi means Loyatisim Lev, you didn't learn well there. Elakim Masachim, you were playing around there. He said, when you were in Shir, you didn't listen good to your Rebbe. You were playing around when he was giving Shir. Like, my time, how come, Le Temrule, why didn't you ask him back, ask him a question like, Neho, why didn't you ask back from this halacha? That Vechom, Moim Nechom say, Ein Eved Ivri Koye Nirtza, that you don't have a right to let a Koyin become a Nirtza, Mifnei Shanasis Nase Bamum, because it becomes a Bamum. That's what the Chom say. Now, you should ask back to Shmuel that, V'yim Toim, if you're going to tell me that Ein Rabbi, Moisla Shifa Kananis, according to you, Shmuel, that you want to say that when a Kayin becomes an Eved Ivri, even during the first 6 years, the master has no right to give him a Shifcha. If so, it's poshut why this Kayin cannot become an Irtza. You know why? Typically, the Be'inon, Ahavti Yes Adoni Yes Ishtiv Yes Bonai. That the Pasha of an Yitzhar is this Eved Ivri. After he worked for 6 years, now he comes to complain and says, I love my master, and I love my wife. What do you mean his wife? It means his Shivcha. So, Baleka, if you're going to tell me now that to a Kohen, Eved Ivri, the master cannot give him a Shivcha, so he cannot say, Ahavti, Yes Ishti. He can't say, I love my wife. He doesn't have a wife. So since we need the Chacham say a new reason why a Kohen can't become a Nirtza, because he's become a Baal Mum, Mashmudot, that the master has a right to give him a Shivcha. So it's not like Shmuel, there should be a Raya to Rav. Vesulei Midi, there's nothing to talk about. Here's a clear Raya that we owe like Rav, that the master has the right to give his Kohen, Eved Ivri, a Shivcha to live with. Iboilu, we're going to have another question though. Kohen Mao B'Yafas Toya. What's the luck of a Kohen goes to fight the Mechemis? And they find the Yafas Toya, the Torah gave him a new heta, you find the Shiksa there by the Mechoma, you're allowed to live with her. So Chiddushu, here it's a Chiddush, because Azoy, a Jew shouldn't do it. But Loishin or Koyin, Loishin or Yisrael, there's no difference. Oiduma maybe no, Shani Kahanim, Kahanim are different, Toyub Reba Be'a Mitzvah Yisrael. Since the Torah gave a lot of special mitzvahs to Kahanim, maybe a Koyin does not have a right to live with the Yafas Toya. Zemurah says, Rav Lama Mutter. Rav says, no, it's still Mutter. The Torah gives the heter when you go to have Mechom against the Goyim, and you see a nice lady there, you're allowed to live with her. So Rav holds the heter was even for a Koyin. Who Shmuel Lama Asa, Shmuel says, no, it's Asa. Zemurah says like this, V'biya Rishon of the Kuli Amalei Pliga Dishari. The first Biya, of course, he's allowed to live with her. Why? To Ladibra Torah L'Kenegad Yetzara. The Pshat is the Torah is talking against Yetzara. Like the Torah knows, like, you have the Yetzara, and you see a nice lady there by war, you're going to want to live with her. So you're going to live with her anyway. So the Torah wants you to do it. The Heter, that's why the Torah lets you do it. See, if that's the svara, it doesn't make a difference if you're kain or not. Even a kain should have this heter also, because otherwise we're afraid he'll live with her beisa. So therefore, the Torah gives a svara, let him live with her beheta. But keep pleading, where's the machlekes though, the viashniya, if he's allowed to live with her a second time or not. Rabba mamuta shmula mosa. Rabba mamuta hoyl viishtri ishtri. Once the Torah gave you a heter once, so shain he has this heter, he can stay married to her. Ushmula mosa. To a heavy leg yuris, because manashok, she was a shiksa, she was a goya before. Now you make her into a ger. And the locher is a giyuris for kain lechazia. A kain is not allowed to marry a giyuris. Since so, he's not allowed to stay married to her. So therefore, the second via for sure is also. Ika the army is something like this. That bevia shniya tell you the opposite. The second via kuli amule pligi the asira. Everybody holds the kain cannot live with her a second time. To have a giyuris. Because the best that could be is, she'll be megaya later, she comes a giyuris. And a giyuris is also to a kohen. She's pogum for a kohen. A kohen can't marry a giyuris. So keep pleading. Where's the machlekes then? Bebi Yerushayna. Is he allowed to live with her even the first time? Rav amamuta dola dibrotera lekeneged yetzara. But the Torah knows you have yetzara. You're going to want to live with her anyway. So the Torah, the svari, the Torah says do it beheta. So that svari should apply to a kohen also. Hushmul amano asar. Why? Whenever the Torah says, like, after you live with her once, take her home and let her be your wife, Karin and Beva Risa Meshivya. Then we have this heter of a Yafas Torah, if you see her when you capture her. But by a Kain, that you're telling me now for sure, the second be like you can't stay married to her. So, Kolhecha de la Karin and Beva Vesa Tech Besecha, since the Kain is not allowed to bring her home, can't stay with her, therefore, like Karin and Beva Risa Meshivya, you don't even have the first heter to live with her the first time. That's the machlekes. Turn around, but we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Ruisa b'shivya." If you find a nice lady, when you capture her by war, so b'shas shviya means that the time when you capture her, when you're having war, eishes vidashin afilu eishesish. Even though she's married, she has a guy, she has a husband, you're still allowed to take her. Yafas toya. What does the Torah say? She looks nice. That means lo dibra Torah l'kineged yetzara. The Torah says he's talking now kineged yetzara. That means, Mutter, Sheyachel Yisrael Bosser,